Oh my God, that's so the backstory on why I'm laughing here is every Thursday we have Janice Gillis, she's the Escambia County Administrator, on. And you know, we try to give everybody the music that they want. You know, we give them walk-up music, basically. And some people just like one thing all the time. You know, Commissioner Bergosh likes his heavy metal, and Commissioner Underhill likes Styx. And some people don't really care. Grover Robinson likes U2. Janice Gillis always picks a different song every day for whatever's going on. I didn't know that was the song. I didn't know that was the song she had picked, so... Wow, far too appropriate. Janice Gillis, Escambia Administrator, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thanks, Andrew. I appreciate you for enjoying the music choices. I hope you've enjoyed that.
Oh, I hate that you ask the question that way, past tense. I have enjoyed that. Okay, so look, I don't know how to ask this question exactly, so I'm going to give you a chance to say whatever you want to say. We're going into a meeting this morning where... the county commission is going to take up your contract, and virtually every person that I have talked to is convinced that they're going to fire you today. I'm heartbroken over this. I'm angry at them for doing this, but I don't know that it's a foregone conclusion necessarily. How are you approaching this meeting?
So I have a job to do, and my job is to present the items that we have on the agenda today that keep the county moving forward. And I think, as I mentioned to you last week, I mean, I serve at the pleasure of this board. And, you know, I will take their direction and whatever their decision is based on that contract this morning. And, you know, I just want to say that I'm very thankful for the opportunity that I've had for the past 2 years with the board, and to represent the citizens, 318,000 citizens and almost 1,800 employees. And, you know, it's just been an amazing opportunity. And so I'm thankful for that. And, you know, the board is, they have every right to take whatever action they take, as they are the arbiters of my work and my contract.
Well, as you say, you work at their pleasure, and they have the authority to make whatever choice they're going to make. And they're the elected officials who are accountable to us for whatever those choices are. Just as a practical matter, because I don't know the answer to this, if they make that choice today, and if today winds up being your last day, would it be today? Would it be 30 days? I mean, how does that work if it turns out that way?
No, it would. It's my understanding that it would be today. That's how it works. So, you know.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, I won't ask any more about that because, as you say, you still have a job to do. I hope you continue to have that
Absolutely.
Job to do. Let's talk about some of the things on the agenda. One of the big notoriety items here is Pam Childers has, of course, put up the revision to the ICMA 401A match amount down to be the same as what goes into the personal account from the FRS at 8%. What nobody seems clear about, and I tried contacting Pam yesterday and couldn't get a hold of her to clarify, does she get to just make this choice since she writes the checks, or is she looking for a vote from the board? Do you know? It seems like nobody's sure about the process here.
Yeah, I would say that it is a conundrum. I'm not sure. It's, you know, a chicken and egg, right? Do the previous actions that have fulfilled the percentages for the ICMA, do they stand? And so there is no way to go back and undo those, or is this a prospective, you know, requirement by the clerk that the board take action? I don't know. I believe it's just written as a recommendation, and so I think that's part of some of the confusion is, you know, is it a recommendation for the board to take action, or is it a recommendation that she's going to take action unless they take a contrary action? So I guess we'll find that out today.
Okay.
I've not spoken about the mechanics of this with her.
Okay, yeah, and I am also, I'm equally curious just to kind of see how this pans out in reality, because it's been a confusing thing all the way along, and I don't think it's gotten any less confusing at the moment. One of the things that you're going to be doing, you made an announcement. You actually had called me right after we did the show last time, and you made the announcement to me that the fishing pier is going to be back a lot sooner than we had expected out on Pensacola Beach, right?
Yes, our public works director, Wes Marino, and the folks from the Pensacola Beach Public Works, which are also our employees, were able to meet with FEMA and Commissioner Bender out actually on the beach, on the pier, and they were able to come up with some workable solutions to protect the public, but also be able to continue to work toward to fixing the pier and do it much quicker. So they're going to start the temporary repairs in a couple of weeks, which I think hopefully means people will be able to be back on the pier by the 4th of July or the Blue Angels week so that they can start fishing. Because I know, I mean, people love to go fish out there. And, you know, it's amazing the aquatic and marine life you can see from the end of that pier.
Yeah.
So I know that folks are looking forward to that getting back open and available to them.
There's something about full restoration when you've got all four lanes on the bridge and the fishing pier and Blue Angels for the first full show in 3 years, unless, you know, some weather event happens, because we haven't had one. Didn't have one last year, and 2 years ago it was shortened because of weather. That would be like we're really and truly fully back. That's what it would feel like to me. So I'm excited about that. You know, there's an item on the agenda today that I think it's going to get pulled because maybe there's some the technical elements, but it's still an important subject, and I wanted to give you a chance just to talk about it. The JLUS, the Joint Land Use Study for NAS Pensacola and military fields in the area. This is a big, important thing that we're doing, right?
Yeah, it is. And interestingly, when I was on the Board of County Commissioners back in 02 to 04, I believe that was the first JLUS study that was done. And JLUS stands for Joint Land Use Study. And what it does is it's basically an opportunity to continue to protect our bases and, you know, the 126 different commands that are on the base, which, you know, when there's BRAC, the Base Realignment Commission that comes out and looks to see who they're going to shut down, how they're going to realign military activities around the country. It's really important that we've shown as a community that we want to keep our military here and that we're doing everything we can to protect the land surrounding the military, around the base. And so it's an important, very important study. We were very fortunate. Our staff was wonderful in being able to get the grant a year ago. You know, as you know, with the federal government shut down and COVID, there were a lot of things that kind of lagged us behind. So we feel like we're about a year behind on the study. However, we have been able to maintain the grant funds. We've now picked a contractor to help us actually do the study. And the hopes are that this will be something that helps us continue to protect the military in Pensacola.
Absolutely. It's really, really important stuff, and that's why I'm glad that we're going to be doing it. We're also looking ahead to this weekend, and there is a it keeps looking more and more like it's just going to be a lot of rain and some wind. If you're hearing something different from Eric Gilmore, please let me know. But it's a good reminder that we are in hurricane season, got to be ready, right?
Yes, absolutely. Eric will be at the board meeting this morning. He's going to personally introduce our new fire chief, Jason Canterbone, who is amazing. I hope everyone gets an opportunity to kind of hear about him and see him as he goes throughout the community. And then he'll also talk to us just about the storm, give an update like he's, you know, had to do many times since he's been here with the county. And so I'll look forward to him. One thing that I love about Eric is he tells it like it is, and he always, always tries to encourage everyone to be prepared. You know, as I was raised with, an ounce of prevention's worth a pound of cure.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Eric is always really good at just, you know, discussing that whenever he talks about these weather events.
Yeah, Eric's only flaw, which makes him endearing to me, is that he talks fast. That's his one. He talks a little bit fast, and which I love. You know, that's fine. I work at that pace, so no problem for me. Hey, a lot of times you have a question for me. Janice, do you have a question for me this morning?
I do. So with summer, you know, kind of coming into full blast, and now that we know that, you know, there's probably going to be more opportunities for travel, two things. I was wondering, what was your favorite vacation as a child? And then second of all, what's your favorite vacation with your family now that you have a family?
Oh, so my vacation with the family is actually, we love the springs. So going to all the Florida springs, which we try to do whenever we go on a vacation near Florida, anywhere we try to go, and we've probably seen 20 or 30 of them. I love the springs, old historic Florida, that kind of stuff. As a kid, most I don't know, man, because, like, I used to camp a lot with my parents, and, you know, camping is great when you're a kid and you don't have to do the work. But probably going to Europe. We went to Europe when I was in high school, and that was pretty memorable. How about you?
Well, I love camping and hiking in the Smoky Mountains. And you're right. It is much easier when you're the child, and
yes.
all you have to do is run and play.
That's right.
All the way up, you know, and canoeing, rafting, whitewater rafting, you know, that's, I do love that that cool in the mountains in the summer.
Oh man, Colorado River rafting I've done once or twice, and it is oh, so much fun. It's definitely fun.
Yes, it is.
Well, Janice Gilley, I don't know how exactly to wrap this up other than to say I appreciate you. I think you do a good job. I hope that the county, I really, really hope that the county commissioners decide to keep you on, but I'm a realist and I know it may well be the last time we talk to you in your official capacity as a county administrator. So can I just say on behalf of the county, thank you for the work and the service. I know it's neither the first nor the last time you've served our county. I look forward to just talking to you again next week. We'll see. Good luck in the meeting this morning.
Thank you so much. And I just want to say I love this community. So, you know, whatever action is taken today doesn't change that. And I really appreciate all the opportunities you've given me to have these conversations.